The portrait is so very engaging, and everyone thought so at the time. It's a big bear of a man with rosy cheeks and a jovial air. He's relaxed, smoking what might be a meerschaum pipe, holding the pipe in his right hand, with a glass of beer in his left. We're told Edouard Manet, the 19th century French painter, asked his friend, the artist Émile Bello, to sit for this portrait at least 50 times. It's titled Le Bon Bach, and it's now in the collection of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where they explain that the title Le Bon Bach refers to Bach, a dark, rich beer made in the springtime. The title is often translated the good beer or a good glass of beer. First displayed in the Paris Salon of 1873, we're told that as a result of the popularity of Manet's painting, Paris was swept by a bon bac craze. A shopkeeper in the Rue Vivienne displayed in his window what he claimed was Manet's palette, beside which he placed a mug of beer, and a restaurant in the Latin Quarter changed its name to Le Bon Bac. In the meantime, the artist in the painting, Émile Bello, developed a reputation as a connoisseur of beer. He went on to found the Bon Bac Society, a social club for artists and literary figures that hosted dinners each month in Montmartre. Active for almost 50 years, Le Bon Bac Society would do much to make Montmartre into a center of Parisian cultural life. All that we learn from the study, The Judgment of Paris, by Ross King. So many of those themes come together as we turn our attention to a different portrait, the visual arts, music, lovers of beer, even a touch of French. It's a portrait of Norma Jay, another artist who, according to this song, seems real in the movies, even with no sound. In her portrait, Norma Jay, too, is nattily attired as Émile Bello is, each one wearing an appropriate chapeau, hat. And Norma Jay has a glass of beer in hand, too. Not Bock, but Rye Saison, taking its name from the yeast, L'Allemand Belle Saison. The artist is Megan Velo-Zorzi, and the music was created and is performed here by the band Jungbergo. Bringing craft beer, music, and the visual arts together for an event titled Brew Sessions was the brainchild of Tony Halchek, musician and graphic artist, and it all began in June of 2014. Now, in its third year, Brew Sessions will take place again, this Saturday, June 18th, in Bloomsburg. And Tony Halchek, a native of northeastern Pennsylvania, stopped in to talk with us about the concept and how he came to music in the first place.
I always listened to music growing up. My parents, my dad was a big oldies fan. My mom was a big classic country fan. So there was always music going on in the house. And I went to school originally to be a DJ. I had a radio show on LCC's radio for a while. And I never really thought I could do music, but I picked up a guitar at about, I'd say, 16 years old, and then taught myself how to play it and just have been playing since.
And so you do all kinds of music that you love?
Yeah, I try to do quite a bit. I play my solo stuff. I have a band with Ed Randazzo and Brett Alexander called Minor Blues. We do a lot of folky blues. And then I just jump on any gigs that I can, really, and play mandolin or guitar or whatever I can. Jungbergo from Scranton, I jump in with them sometimes.
You have somewhere along the line some sense of it's not just music. It could be visual arts. It could be poetry. Tell us about the genesis of Brew Sessions.
Well, I'm a graphic designer as well as a musician, so I have the art background. I do a lot of art for various musicians, CD covers and posters and things like that. So that's always been in my world as long as collaborating with different artists, other artists on things. And then a lot of my friends and family really got into homebrewing when the craft beer boom started. So my wife is from Michigan, so I was actually up with family in Michigan, and my brother-in-law, Nick, was brewing some beer, and I enjoyed them because that meant I got to drink a lot of free beer and just lift a heavy pail every once in a while. So it just dawned on me. Boy, wouldn't it be a cool event if we took musicians and we brewed beer and the musicians had to write a song about it and then artists had to create artwork based on it. And they kind of just all collaborated around each one of these individual beers, ideas, song titles, whatever, and just kind of mix all of that media together because they're very similar crowds, the craft beer guys, the musicians, the artists. So the seed formed there, and I came home and talked to my buddy Mike Vailzorzi from Mountaintop. He runs a club called the Luzerne County Brewers, and they just have a craft beer club that anybody who wants to join can join, and they'll brew beer. And he sort of oversees the beer portion of the event and has all the beer brewed for us. And the musicians then come, and they're given a song title or a beer name, essentially, and they write their song. And then they're paired up with an artist who creates the artwork. And then, usually around May, we all get together at Simply Homebrew and Drums, and the brewers brew the beer, and the musicians record the songs while the brewers are brewing the beer, which is just, it's a really cool thing. We always joke because there's mojo in the basement of Simply Homebrew because the records always turn out really great, and we're just kind of shuffled among beer bottles and brewing equipment, and we just make it work. Steve Gilliland from Bloomsburg, he's a fantastic artist and engineer. He engineers the event every year and just gets great sounds out of that basement. And then a month later, in June, this year it's Saturday, June 18th, we all get together at Turkey Hill Brewing in Bloomsburg, and the beer is released as free samples for anybody to come and just try the beer that was created. The record is pressed up into a record with all of the music that was created for the event, and then all the artwork is on display. And then anybody could just chip in and try some samples, take a record with them if they want, and all that money gets donated to charity then for the day.
It shows your range, Tony. The idea of creating a book the first time you did it. Tell us about Brew Sessions, the book.
Sure. Well, the first year I did it, I was like, this is a very complicated idea, as you can just see. Then I tried to describe it for you. So I was like, what is the easiest way I could get this all together? So I created a book that just outlined everything. It had all the recipes of the beer. It had pictures of the brew process, musicians recording. Had the lyrics to each song from the beers. I had the artwork paired up so that you could just take the book and sit down and completely understand what this event was about. So then I took the book and I translated it into a website, and now the website exists. So people want to go to brewsessions.net, then they could see essentially the book, and it just describes everything in detail then.
Do the pieces of music have an afterlife? Have you played with some of your musician friends any of these songs?
Oh yeah, well, the songs just end up, there's just a special thing that happens with this event, and the songs end up in everyone's sets all the time. I know Young Burio took their song Norma J and even released it on one of their actual records because they loved it so much. And they just always end up turning out really, really good. This record that we're releasing for Saturday, Brew Sessions 3, is amazing. It is so good, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
You say it has something to do with the chemistry of the people and the cause you're working for.
Yes, exactly. For me, it's like it was a great event that people could really flex their muscle, because for a lot of musicians, they like a new challenge. And to be given a title of something, usually a lot of musicians will write, and then they'll write their songs and then form their records. This time they're just given a name and they have to write a song about it in a month. So a lot of musicians really enjoy that challenge, and a lot of everything I think gets stripped away and they just pound it out and their creative muscles really get flexed. It ends up being great songs, and then we just tie it all into raising money. This year we're doing the Think Big Pediatric Cancer Fund out of Bloomsburg, so they're very excited to be involved, and we're excited to raise some money for them.
They don't all, as songs, concern beverages, do they?
No, they're just, what happens is Mike and I sit down one day and just throw out a bunch of names that you think would match well being a beer and being a song and being a piece of artwork. They usually try to be very vivid and descriptive, the titles, so that everyone could kind of sink into something, you know what I mean? So to me, personally, it's just always mind-blowing because we're just goofing around and tossing out names. What do you think of this one? Nah, what do you think of this one? Yeah, that's pretty good, maybe. what do you think of this one? Yeah, we'll use that one. And then a month later, you hear somebody write a song about just some name you randomly threw out there, and it's amazing. It's like they worked on it for years.
Norma J, Area Code, Space Cat, is that
one?
Yeah,
these were all from the first year. Young Burgo ended up with Norma J, that was a Rai Saison. Tom Graham had Area Code, which was also called Hobo Shuffle. That was a Hefeweizen, and Space Cat was the Mighty Susquehannas. That was an IPA. And then I ended up with a song called Blood Bounty, which was an APA.
Now tell us what those stand for.
Sure. APA is an American Pale Ale, and IPA is an Indian Pale Ale.
Now, when you're writing Bloody Bounty, what was the spark for you?
When I wrote it, I was kind of thinking about somebody who just had something in their brain, and now they're just going to go scorched earth until they got what they wanted. So that ended up sort of being the emphasis for the song, and I just kind of wrote it about that.
And who was the artist paired with you?
Blood Bounty was done by Harlow Alexander, which she was Brett's daughter, Brett Alexander's daughter. So she created the artwork that year for that song.
Do the beers have an afterlife?
Well, we do. We usually try to provide the recipes afterwards so that people, if they like the song, if they like the artwork, then have the recipe and homebrewers can try and create the beer themselves. So I know my buddy always ends up brewing Norma J because it ended up being a great beer.
We know we call them craft beers, but is there a sense that there's an art to brewing beer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot of work to master. And I think that's why a lot of people are really getting into it, because you could study and work at it for years and years. Like my buddy Mike, I always joke to him, why don't you just open up a brew pub already? And he says, I'm not good enough. Your beers are incredible. What are you talking about? You're not good enough. Just not good enough yet. So I take it very seriously. And, you know, if all else fails, then you could just sour it. You know, you could just let the bacteria overtake it and turn it into a sour beer. So
now the public comes and catches the spirit too.
Yeah, so Saturday, starting at 12, we will be at Turkey Hill. And the musicians from this year, Mime Tribes, we have Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman. We have Michi, she's from Brooklyn, she's originally from Central PA. Ed Randazzo is in this year. We have Gilliwatts, that's my buddy Steve Gilliland from Bloomsburg. We have Young Burgo, we have Aaron Fink. We have the Mighty Susquehannas. Kate Harity is doing a set as well.
Are you playing?
I am playing. Did I mention myself?
No.
There you go. I am playing as well. So, like I said, that starts at 12. There's going to be can jam and cornhole and things to do for people if they want to come down to Turkey Hill. And then Peculiar Culinary Food Truck is going to be there from 12 to 4 as well. So they're going to be there with some food. And then it just goes on all the way till the end of the night, till midnight. The artists play on the hour, every hour. And at the end of the day, we get to cut a check for, I think, Big Pediatric Cancer this year.
Website?
The website is brewsessions.net. And that will have everything on there. And if you are on Facebook, it's just look up Brew Sessions. You'll find it there as well.
And tell us about your hat.
Shawnee Craft. Shawnee Craft Brewing is doing a beer this year. They're actually doing my song. My song ended up being called The Great Divide. And I usually take the last song. I let everybody else pick. And I take the last song. So I end up with The Great Divide. And Tim Myers from Shawnee Craft created the artwork this year for.
What was the hook?
I had like 5 different versions in my head that I wanted to do, and then I ended up, the one that spoke the most to me at the time was about, I think I was reading some information about how couples that lose a child end up, a lot of them, the relationship falls apart. So I created a song about just a couple that loses a child or somebody, and it just kind of pulls them apart and creates a little bit of a chasm between them, and they're just trying to get back together and try and close that gap. So that was my song.
Tony Holchek, musician and graphic designer, speaking with us about Brew Sessions, which he founded 3 years ago. It will take place this year, June 18th, this Saturday, from noon until 11 p.m. at Turkey Hill Brewing in Bloomsburg. And it's a place where musicians and artists and homebrewers come together to combine their talents. The musicians write the song, the local artists create artwork based on the song, and it's all tied to the craft beers that are brewed all along. So the donations are given to a local charity, and this is Brew Sessions 3, June 18th at Turkey Hill in Bloomsburg. For more information on the web, brewsessions.net, brewsessions.net. tonyholchek.net. And you can hear all of the bands Tony Holchek mentioned and enjoy visual arts and more. It's Saturday, noon to 11, Turkey Hill Brewing, Bloomsburg. For more information on the web, brewsessions.net.